Hi, I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
I found that if you have a goal, that you might not reach it. But if you don't have one, then you are never disappointed.
Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. I work out.
This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She has a few alternative names that describe her personality, including Chatty Cathy, Becky Homemakey, and after a wonderful week of vacation and the reality of returning to work has slapped her in the face, she's a negative Nancy.
And with me today is the mom on the show. Her house is always stocked with toilet paper because some of her family doesn't need it. Her hair curling skills might leave her naked and scared, and she's lucky I didn't upgrade her for a Disney princess. Her name is...
Amy Nichols. That's pretty good.
I don't know. I kind of like yours better.
No.
Okay, this is not going to be... Well, I guess it is. This is going to be a forever contest.
Oh my gosh.
But we're not going to do a Twitter poll every single week because that's just overkill. So if you feel like weighing in and saying, Lacey, you suck. Amy's so much better, or vice versa, or hey, I think maybe you should do it this way. And then you would annihilate Amy. Whatever. Any tips, feedback, whatever you have, you can always hit us up on our socials. Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips on Facebook. Loose Lips Hips on Twitter. But if you recall, last week, we did have an intro off contest. And just to remind you, these are the intros that we had.
Competing against each other.
They were going head to head in a competition. And here was Amy's intro for me. I am Lacey G.
She has a family of three, including her hubby and her puppy. Two granny hands and one wandering pube.
Shut up, you deserve no laughs.
Oh my God, it's so good.
And then here's my intro for my gal, Amy. And with me today is a woman that is beautiful inside and out. She's a mom that has a couple of cool kids, and they're probably why she's so forgetful. She's had pregnancy brain for the last 13 years. She's sweet enough to take me to the airport. No, I didn't have to bully her to make her do it either. Her childhood was a little bit different than mine. She was killing animals rather than playing with the dead ones. Her name is...
Gosh. I got the same reaction the second time around.
Well, Amy, the results are in. Billions upon billions of people weighed in. I know.
There's only 7 billion in the world. Wow.
All of them. It was insane, the amount of people that weighed in on this.
You're too positive.
By a landslide.
I'm not feeling good about this.
By a landslide of 54 246, Lacey won. Thank you very much.
Well, that's not a landslide.
It's a landslide. I'm going to count it. Officially,
it's a landslide. Know.
Now, I'm not going to lie. I did maybe a little bit of cheating, a little bit of begging, whatever you want to call it. Well, I get back from Disney and I see this poll and Amy's winning. Well, you know what? You might have been better.
I was winning before you cheated.
Kinda. Maybe. I don't know. Whatever. It doesn't count because final tally is what matters. But I got back and I looked and I'm like, you know what? She might have done better than me. I don't care. I'm not going to let her win. So I did a little bit of begging or persuading people on my own personal Twitter account. And so I tweeted, I need your help. Vote for me. It's like elementary school council all over again. And I lost that. Don't let it happen.
Okay. Did you really run for student council?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
You were allowed to?
Why would I not be allowed to run for student council?
I mean, you weren't allowed to do something else in school. They put you in counseling instead.
That's what it was. So I ran for student council, historian. No, that wasn't it. This one I lost on my own. This one is not because I had to go to counseling because my parents tried to run over each other in front of the principal. Different time, but whatever. I lost then. Brad Davis. I lost to Brad Davis. He was so cute.
What a vanilla name.
And I was going to be historian. That is the last time I paid attention to history. Ask me anything now. I have no idea.
You know what this is? I'm going to forgive you. That was dirty. That was fighting dirty right there. But I forgive you because, listen, I cheated at the race last minute that you beat me the whole entire time.
You did cheat.
Yeah. And I just just booked it right at the end, and I beat you to the finish line, and it was a cheat. I still won.
We discussed this before. Amy and I ran our one and only 5K that I've ever done. Have you done any other races?
I've done other races, not another 5K. I did a triathlon with my mom. It was a sprint, though. It was smaller.
Okay, that hardly counts. Whatever. This is a 5K. So Amy and I did a 5K together, and I was a faster runner than her, so I would like jog ahead and then I'd wait for you and then right. I jog ahead and then I wait for you because I wanted to be with you. That was the whole point of doing it.
Yeah. And it was
and
so nice.
At the very last second, you were like, finish line, see ya. And you bypassed everybody. I couldn't get around the people in front of us. And you won because you beat me last second. But see, the thing is, that was cheating. This was not cheating. It this is. Was just pathetic. This was just asking people for support.
Okay.
Big
yeah,
difference.
I'll agree with that.
Big difference. But all that matters in the end is that I won.
I was winning.
Maybe. You don't know. You don't check Twitter.
I asked for help.
You were barely winning. I won by a landslide. That's what matters. Do you have anything prepared for your loser speech?
Oh, no. Thanks, America. I was really counting on you, but you let me down.
So someone did weigh in on Twitter. I'm going to go ahead and call him a super fan because Gary Ball has been with us since day one. So thank you for that, Gary Ball. But Gary did tweet us and say that whenever he heard Wandering Pube, he almost spit his drink across the office.
I love it. It's so funny. I cannot take credit. I heard that from you, and I just loved it so much I had to use it.
Also a good band name. Oh, the Wandering Pubes. Which... Okay, so I'm back from Disney. Monday was my first day back to work. And on Monday, I actually showed you my wandering pube.
Can you take this out? What is wrong with you?
Because I showed it to you.
You did.
You wanted to pluck it.
I did not. And I was unaware of what was happening.
I just said, Amy, I have to show you something.
I'm a victim.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was covered up. My nether regions were covered
up. Yes, absolutely.
But my hair was not.
That one.
What did you think of my hair?
It looked lonely.
It did look very lonely. But I'm back from Disney. I had some adventures. Now, I have to tell you.
You look tan.
Yeah, I get really dark. I went, first I went and I visited a friend. We were out in the pool, out at the beach, everything else. I just get super dark during the summer. Mm-hmm. But first off, my husband managed to upgrade us to first class seats. So I've been upgraded before to first class, but I've only been with him. So as soon as I'm traveling alone, he left on a separate day because I went early to go visit my girlfriend. So as soon as I'm there, Amy, it was so obvious that I was lost and I was not where I belong.
In first class?
Yeah.
Okay, so did you like go to the lounge beforehand or like, oh,
no, I'm not accustomed to that kind of lifestyle.
Wait,
I didn't know if I was supposed to be in a lounge or not.
You're not that bougie, just a little bit bougie. No, so how did you get lost? I mean, it's at the front of the plane.
Yeah, so I sit down at the front of the plane and they ask me if I want something to drink. And I'm like, oh, yeah, because I know that those boys are free up front. So I'm like, sure, I'll go ahead and take a glass of Chardonnay. Thank you. Well, then I get my glass. I don't know where to put it. There's no tray in front of you. So I'm just kind of balancing it in my lap.
No tray?
No tray in front of you. So finally, the guy beside me helps me out. Ends up, there is a little beverage tray to the side. And then a tray that you pull out of the middle. But it's not like that in the back class with the regular people where you're all scrunched between everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I didn't know what to do. And he had to help me. And I was thinking, I was like, well, I've run it before. Granted, now every time's been an upgrade. But I've only ridden it with my husband, so I didn't know how to first class at all. Like, I go up to the front and I know that there's a bathroom there, but I was the first one to go. I couldn't find the bathroom. Like, where is this bathroom? Because there's two little coat racks right here. Yeah. And I know, like, I'm looking down, like, there's no little toilet in here. Where am I supposed to go? Yeah. It's right behind the pilot. Like, I was lost. I don't know how to first class without my husband.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So it was so apparent. But then once I found my way, girl, I wasn't driving, so I'm ordering the wine. I got my food coming. So then I was fine. Then I tried to brush it off. Like, oh yeah, well, you know, stupid plane. Like, I'm pretty sure they're all built the same. But
that's so embarrassing. Did anyone notice? Like, were you catching eyeballs from everyone?
No, I was next to a really nice guy who helped me. And he was obviously a business traveler who did it all the time. So it wasn't a big deal for him. So it was fine. I mean, I think I kept it between me, him, and the stewardess. Like, we all knew, but I don't think nobody else did. Nobody else was like, who does white trash girl up here? You know, it wasn't that obvious.
She lost.
But, yeah, we did Disney. We did one day at Magic Kingdom, one day at Animal Kingdom, and then us adults, me, my sister-in-law, and my husband went to Universal, and we did two parks at Universal. So we did 4 parks in 3 days.
Wow.
One day we got over 20,000 steps. Some things that I noticed at Disney. First off, 5-year-old might be a little bit too young to go to Disney. I love my niece, but at times she was not very cooperative.
I'm sure she was so tired. And they're on sugar highs the whole time. You know, you give them sweets after sweets.
But another thing that I noticed, a podcast or two ago, I talked about how you shamed me into going to the gym because yes. You bullied me. And then once I go to change, I'm sorry, were you going to say something?
Well, that's your perception. Yes. That's not the reality.
Mm-hmm. And then once we go to the gym, I realized I didn't have a sports bra or a regular bra. So I just had to go sans all that and go regular shirt, obvious, on the treadmill. We were quite the attraction. We were free the nipple after free the nipple was no longer popular.
No, you were doing that on your own.
Okay, but you sat close to me. It was very obvious we were together. we work out very close together. Anyway, people go braless.
No.
That is a thing. I saw so many obvious in white shirts.
No.
No bra? Yeah, that's a trend. It's trendy, I guess.
Well, and there's also a lot of foreigners that go to Disney. I mean, we're not all Americans. And I wonder if bras are more, I mean, I think the Europeans and other, maybe for other nations are more trendy than we are, because I don't see that on a regular basis.
There were young people on my flight home with white shirts and no bra. So I don't think it was a foreign thing. Yeah. There was a lot of nippage going on at Disney. You were worried about me walking around and next to nothing. No, I saw an eyeful at Disney. It's like, oh my gosh.
That's crazy.
Yeah. By the way, do you have anything to say about my pictures?
I love your pictures. I loved all of them. My only thought is that there was a lot of beer. I didn't even know there was beer at Disney. I had no idea.
Oh, that was at Universal.
Oh, well, then never mind.
First thing, my girlfriend who lives there, I told her we were doing Magic Kingdom one day, and she goes, oh my gosh, they don't serve alcohol at Magic Kingdom. I was like, well, I'm going with the kid. I think that's going to be okay.
Okay.
And then I'm there with my mother-in-law at Magic Kingdom, and she's like, can we get a beer? You know, kids crying, fireworks going off. I need a beer. I'm like, yeah, not here. I'm sorry. We can get some tomorrow at Animal Kingdom. But I mean, it wasn't like that. Now, at Universal, whenever it was just us adults, then I had to have a Duff beer. We did the Simpsons ride. I had to have a Duff beer. I was that person who asked if there was alcohol in butter beer at Harry Potter. And they're like, no, it's just tasty. It was really tasty.
It was. So was it like a
caramel?
Oh,
yeah. It was delicious. But that was the only time that it was beer friendly. Or really beer friendly. We might have one, but it was so hot. So, I mean, you don't just want to drink beer. You're like downing what? I'm happy that I didn't look as sweaty as I was in my pictures.
No, you looked good. And your outfits are so cute. I think my favorite was the blue mermaid dress.
I got so many compliments on my Ariel,
the skirt,
seashells, and the mermaid skirt. I got so many compliments on that. I even had a mom come up to me and ask me where I got my skirt for her little girl.
Aww.
I got to meet Ariel, and I was, oh my God, I was fangirling out whenever I met Ariel. It was so cool because my niece is a fan, so I let her go in first and meet Ariel. And this was the second princess that she met, and this was the first time she actually opened up to a princess. And so she goes up with her autograph book, and she's just talking to her, and Ariel's saying something about, well, I have this that I brush my hair with. Do you know what the name of it is? Yeah, I counted to five. She didn't know what it was. And I'm like, it's a dangle hopper. And then Ariel invited me up to come meet her, too, because I was obviously a fan. So we got a lot of pictures of just Ariel and my niece, and then pictures with all three of us.
Y'all are adorable.
Because I wasn't trying to be too much. But I got so many compliments on that outfit. Yeah. I loved it. It was so much fun.
It was adorable. Great pics. Thank you. And thank you for sharing, because I was stalking you while you were gone.
So what did I miss with you? Well, I was out last week.
It was very non-eventful. The only thing I can tell you is that I did lunge sometimes. I did not go to the bathroom with anyone else.
I am psycho. I did ask that. So we lunged back and forth to the bathroom, and you kept up that trend while I was gone. But you were doing it solo.
Solo.
Because I'd be mad. And I found a new bathroom buddy.
You know someone would have ratted me out if I went to the bathroom with someone.
This is very true.
I did have several people ask me if they needed me to go to the bathroom with them.
Yeah, as soon as I get back, I had two of the guys who were covering me say, man, it's not hard to do your job at all. I was done early o'clock every single day, and you're the one who piped up and said, it took two of you to do her job.
Yeah, so they were just harassing you. They're trying to get something out of you.
So thank you for that. But there are a couple things that I wanted to tell you about. We hit on that exercise thing earlier.
Yeah.
And brag alert, we exercised today.
We did. And it was a good one, too.
It was good-ish.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, we did cardio for a long time, but it wasn't the best. Normally, we're better.
I mean, for first time back.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah. Except for I was the first one to stop on the treadmill, because you can run and go and go and go and not stop. And I have to hop off for 30 seconds or so and kind of get a little break. As soon as I hopped off, you lowered your speed down. And I'm like, really? You were just waiting on me? You want to make sure I quit first. And then you're like, oh, good time to take a break.
Yeah, absolutely. I really do try to go nonstop. But I'm like, why?
Yeah.
Why am I doing that?
Doesn't matter. Well, according to this new study, people who just think about exercise and consider themselves healthy live longer than people who think that they're out of shape.
That's great.
So we can give up. One and done. All that we need to do is think about exercise, which we do often.
I mean,
we were supposed to yesterday.
Yes. But the only issue with that is that you really have to lie to yourself about how healthy you, in quotations, are, how healthy you are. But I'm a terrible liar. I can't lie to other people. There's no way I can be able to lie to myself, say that I'm healthy if I'm not doing anything. I can't do it.
Here is the kicker, though. Researchers found out that whenever people believed they were in shape, which is very hard for us because we always think the opposite. We can be skinny mini starving ourselves, working out all the time. We're still like, oh my God, I got back fat over here. My pants are too tight. And why do I constantly blow the thighs out on my jeans? That is a problem of mine. Plus it's summer, so I'm in dresses all the time. Like, I don't even know what's going on with my waist anymore. I'm through guessing. But anyway, researchers found out that whenever people believed they were in shape, it actually led to drops in their weight, body fat, and blood pressure.
Huh. Well,
so I'm telling you, I'm breaking up with you exercise wise.
That's terrible.
We're just going to think about it.
What's wrong with you?
I'm going to pack a bag. I'm going to act like I'm going to go to the gym. I'm not going to do it. And I'm going to believe it. And it's going to work.
This belief is garbage. It's complete garbage. Oh, we believe in Santa Claus. When
you
we're
believe
little.
In magic.
No. You can just believe things into existence.
Well, what if you're supposed to have a positive attitude? Doesn't that help if you put stuff out in the universe, are you supposed to get it back tenfold, or is that Bible?
I think it's a mixture of Bible and a saying. I don't know. I have no idea.
If I mix this stuff up, I don't know. Whatever. I believe I'm going to be rich. So I think that's it for now, but I do have to tell you one more thing, and it's one more way. Gosh, I really have made a complete 180 recently, because I remember a couple weeks ago, I could not think of anything that I was better at you than. Now I'm better at you than introing. according to the billions
cheating,
of people.
The cheating, begging.
The world weighed in. Mm-hmm. All of the world weighed in. Mm-hmm. I've got the whole world in my hands on Twitter, and they all like voted.
You got to rein it in, girl. You don't have the whole world in your hands, okay?
But you remember we have this clever new sign off now, right?
Yes.
And I'm also better at pronouncing names than you because we went back and forth. How do you say her name? Is it Jill Schlaba?
Schlaba?
Well, Jill messaged us on Facebook and she was LOLing the whole way. Said, just got done listening to the episode. You guys had me cracking up the whole time and you got pretty close with the pronunciation of my name. Also hilarious. It's Schlaba. Rhymes with Jabba the Hutt, which is why a guy in high school called me Schlaba the Hutt. Haha, thank you so much for the shout out. So, and Jill Schlaba.
And Star Wars Schlaba? Reference. Way to go.
Jill Schlaba. Now I'm backtracking. Now I'm starting to guess myself. But I'm still going to say I won, which is what I responded back to her with. I was like, awesome. I'm right. I can't wait to tell Amy. So,
man. You know what? Here's another alternative name for you. Debbie Downer. You just want to like put me down.
No, competitive Connie.
Okay. Look at that, putting that positive spin on there.
Yeah. I'm just super competitive at everything, which sucks because I'm not good at anything. So to be that competitive and then it's just like, I lose again. But let us know whose intro you liked better from today. Unless it's Amy, then don't bother. You can always hit us up on Facebook, Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, Loose Lips Hips on Twitter. And what else are we supposed to say? Do I start it or do you start it? Keep your hips loose and loose lips.
I say loose lips.
And now we're done. That is the conclusion of this podcast.
And be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Play. Woo!
And?
What?
Now you have to keep your lips loose. Now you have to keep your hips loose.
What are you talking about?
The official sign off. I'll do it.
Sorry.
I'm better at Amy than reading on my iPhone about what we're supposed to say. Keep your hips loose and lips hip.
I knew the second part.
Oh.
I just need to say the first part.
Dang it. Okay. And keep your hips loose
and lips hip.
Thanks for listening.
We understand that ugliness and fatness are genetic disorders. Much like baldness, and it's only your fault if you don't hate yourself enough to do something about it.